everybody. It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're joined by Cole Barnhill. How are you, man?
Doing good, my man. How about yourself?
Good, man. Been keeping busy out there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Been going all over the damn place.
Right on. What kind of places have you been hitting recently?
We were in Colorado. Get my weeks mixed up. 2 weeks ago, hit Denver and Colorado Springs. We love going up there. It's always a good time.
Right on. Do you have like a favorite place that you like to hit, or a place you want to go to that you haven't been there yet, or something?
I mean, there's plenty of places we haven't been to yet. Yeah. Big one's definitely doing LJT at some time. Or at some point, it's out here in Stephenville. It's just one of the bigger festivals they put out. Definitely hope to get on that at some point. But we took off to Denver and all that stuff and got to hit a concert at Red Rocks and watch a Sleep Token play out there. So it was a real good time.
They've been popping off recently a lot, Sleep Token.
Oh, yeah.
How were they at Red Rocks?
Oh, it was absolutely insane, man. We're all such big fans, and I probably play them way too much while we're driving everywhere. But whole band wanted to go see him. We were there, so we got her done.
That's awesome. Who opened for him, or were they opening?
It was Empire State of Mind. They were weird, but they were great.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've heard of them.
No, I hadn't heard of them either. We listened to them a little bit on the way there, and their stuff's real cool, but it's different for sure.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah, man. It's good to have you on. I'm happy to talk to you finally. I guess just to get a bit of a background on you for people who might not be familiar with who you are, we'll start back in the beginning, man. So, like, when you got started playing, and you're from Texas, and yeah. So when you got started playing, who were some artists in the scene that you kind of, like, tried to surround yourself with or, like, maybe look up to in a sense and, like, try to find direction?
Yeah, for sure. Really, high school, I started getting into kind of the Texas country scene. Mm-hmm. I kind of loved listening to Co Wetzel. Shane Smith was a huge inspiration at that point in my life, too. But that was kind of when Co was popping off, too. And I know our shit is kind of a little more on the rock side of what comes out of this scene. So that definitely kind of gave me a, oh shit, we can do kind of the rock thing instead of just going the straight country route. So Co was definitely a big inspiration in that aspect of it, just when I was kind of first starting off playing guitar even. But yeah, like I said, Shane Smith, Whiskey Myers, Turnpike, a bunch of those guys out here. They're all cliche, but they're all great, so.
Yeah, they made up a period of time in that scene to where it's like it's kind of cool, especially with guys like Co, because I'm from Cincinnati, so I lived in Texas for a little while, but I'm from mm-hmm. here, so that was all foreign. So when I finally got out there, I'm like, I don't know who this Co Wetzel guy is, who this Reed Southall guy is, you know, all
yeah,
them guys.
Reed,
I never even heard of Turnpike or nothing. So when I was over there, I'm like, all right, so Texas music, it's going to be country. You know, that's what I think going over there. And, like, you know, Noise Complaint was out at the time. I think that was – I don't even know if Harold Saul High was out after that. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, it was nuts because it's like, this isn't just country music. Like, you know what I mean?
It is
rock. And I think that's what is cool about you, because you're rock, like heavy rock, you could even say. And it's like – was when you were kind of still trying to find your sound, was there any kind of, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but was there any thing in you that was like, I feel like I should be playing this Texas country kind of music because so many people have done that before? Or were you just like, fuck it, I'm doing my own thing?
No, for sure. I mean, there definitely is still kind of, I don't know, you just feel that pressure being in this scene every once in a while, being someone that, I don't know, I just love playing harder stuff. Which I got no problem playing anything lighter, and a bunch of our older stuff is a little bit lighter, but kind of just grew into what I like playing and what I like playing on stage. And I mean, now at this point, I'm just like, screw it. I'm going to make what I want to make. People like it, they like it, and people seem to be digging it. So I like doing the harder stuff. So for now, we're going to stick with that for a little while, but, I mean, we've got some, on these new songs that we've got coming out. We've got a good mixture of stuff. I mean, anywhere from real light to damn near metal. So it's just kind of, I try to not box ourselves into anything and kind of just do what comes.
Yeah. And I think that that says a lot about an artist is their ability to diversify or progress into another sound. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
and you seem to like it. I would have never guessed you were like a Texas artist if I didn't, you know about it. You know what I mean? Because when I first started listening, I'm like, this sounds like some damn like some hard LA rock, something like that, or maybe something from New York. But yeah, so like if you would put yourself in not like a genre, because genres don't really matter anymore, I don't think. If you would describe your sound in a certain way, how would you describe it?
Oof. I mean, my Spotify bio has always been fast, loose, loud, rock and roll.
Yeah, I
feel like that would be the way to best describe it. I haven't changed it since I first made it, but but honestly, I haven't found a better word to describe it, I guess. I mean, alternative, but that's the best way I can describe it. I definitely wouldn't put us into Texas country, even though that might be the scene people try to box us into, but I don't know. I feel like the fans out here are definitely receptive of whatever you're not whatever you're putting out, but they allow themselves to kind of feel it out, even if it's not what they're completely used to in this scene.
Right. And another thing that stuck out, because I haven't seen any of your shows, but I've seen like videos and stuff. Your live show looks insane, dude. Like, honestly, very energetic, very fun.
Absolutely.
I always find it hard to phrase this question without it not sounding like I want it to make sense. When you plan a live show, like, is it like how long do you plan it out? How much like thought do you put into it? I know some bands just go up and play the hits. You know what I mean?
But
I feel like a live show is like, if you want to get new fans, I feel like that's a huge way to keep fans. So like, how much thought do you put into yours?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's probably where we get our most fans is from people seeing our live shows. But we put a lot of thought into the music aspect of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Really, honestly, just try to kind of be ourselves on stage, though. We don't put too much, if any, choreography into where you're going to stand now. And, I mean, someday that might come. I know there's a bunch of people that like, yo, on this song, we're going to do this, but at that point, it's most of the time you've just been playing with each other for long enough that like, oh, we've done this a time and it was cool. So like, hey, let's do it again. And it's just more or less that for a lot of stuff and really just kind of going with the crowd. I mean, no two shows are anywhere near the same. So kind of got to do what you think is working at the time. And we switch around our set list as we feel the crowd is going. I mean, we'll have a set list down at least, but if I think this song would be better right here or something, just from how the crowd's reacting, then we have no problem just switching between, just yell it out and do that one instead or whatever. And I think that's a cool aspect of it, just to kind of roll with the flow.
Yeah, exactly. And so speaking of like the band and those guys, when you first got your band together, did you guys gel pretty quick? I guess, how'd you guys all meet up? How'd that start?
I mean, a couple of the guys are fairly new, I've had everybody for about a year now. Everybody that's been with me, my drummer, he's been with me since day one. He's actually my roommate. So, so he's been with me since day one. I ended up meeting him out at Cook's Garage, a place out here. Mm-hmm. His band was playing that he was previously in, and they asked me to come open up for him and whatnot. This was back when I was 16, maybe. And so I went out there and opened up for him, and I didn't have a band or anything at the time. So they offered to be like my backing band. So a bunch of those guys who was in my band for the longest time. My guys now, we just kind of met all across the state of Texas. None of us are most of us aren't close to each other. Three of us live in Lubbock right now, but we've got one out in Tyler and then another out in Stephenville. So band call is always fun, but we get her done. And I mean, I love those guys. They're great dudes. We've just kind of met them when they're filling in with other bands and whatnot and needing them on call. And then we just kind of all gelled together eventually. And like, hell yeah, these are my group of guys.
Hell yeah. So like being in a state like Texas, which is massive and has a lot of different culture and musically, really any kind of way, do you think, especially you said you're in Lubbock, so like that's a big music, you know, absolutely, big music spot.
Yeah.
Do you think that helped at all compared to like other places, like to really get you into it and creatively and all that?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm born and bred in Lubbock, still haven't left the damn place, but I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Growing up, you just always hear about the guys that have come out of here, the Flatland Cavalry guys, Cleto, William Clark Green, Wade Bowen. I mean, the list goes on and on of just guys I was looking up to at the time. So, I mean, it wasn't hard to realize that Lubbock is a music town and like people enjoy coming to watch live music and still give a shit about it here. So I think growing up here was definitely a easy way to get into the music industry and like give you that push. Like people actually do give a shit about music. Just cause you're in a town that cares about it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. And speaking of, you mentioned LJT earlier. And I was talking to Gio from G-Vine and the Hired Gun.
Yeah.
And I think he just headlined it, I want to say, like this past time around.
Uh-huh.
Is that like a holy grail kind of deal, like for Texans to play kind at?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the biggest Texas music festival. I would say, I mean, it's a week long and just party after party after party for 5 days. So let's just kind of get on that and you're doing all right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm sure. Have you been able to play any like kind of festivals or anything? I know it's warming up finally. I didn't know if you have any plans.
We've done a few things here and there. The summer's honestly kind of a little slow. We've been kind of kicking ass for the last year and a half. Gone a bunch, but we've got a great fall lined up, working on new music during the summer and whatnot. I mean, we're still playing quite a bit, but really buckling down in the fall, hitting a bunch of the college towns the first couple weeks of school and whatnot, Arkansas and wherever the hell they'll have us. We're excited to do that, dude.
Yeah, that's a really cool circuit out there, like for guys in like the Texas, Oklahoma area. I feel like I've learned over time that a lot of guys, like guys and gals, like they could just make a career playing out there.
Yeah.
Without even coming over towards here, which is
nuts. Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, you grow up and listening to the Texas music scene, it's not near as big as it was or as it is now, I would say. In the essence that you can do fucking world tours now coming from Texas music scene. That was just kind of not heard of. I guess nobody had really made it quite that far. I mean, there were a couple guys that definitely had broken out of it, but it just didn't always quite seem like that was the epitome of it. Like you would kind of just kind of do it around these southern states and whatnot and make your living off of that. And people made a great living doing that, but it's awesome to see that you can take this shit as far as you want to. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
People accept
it. That's awesome.
Wherever the hell. I mean, we got people listening in all sorts of different countries and bullshit. What the hell?
Yeah, dude. Like, and that's nuts. Just seeing it. Yeah. Just seeing it blow up in the last couple of years. Like, even from when I first, heard of it, it's like you got some artists are going to Europe and shit. And, like you said, that's like worldwide. And it's like just being closer to Nashville than Texas. I've been to Nashville a few times and like going down there and it's like Texas is the cool shit in Nashville now. Like you know what I mean? Like that's what people want to be there.
Yeah.
And Nashville is usually held as like the music city, whatever you call it. So it's cool to see. It's like the cool thing to be is like Texas music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I kind of just think it's an attitude about it. Just the, a bunch of it's just making your own songs, putting the work into your own stuff and having a connection to what you're doing. And I feel like that's kind of honestly made its way to Nashville over the years of just seeing that people do give a shit about who is making your music, or who, like, where the song came from, like what gave this song meaning. And I feel like people just start to connect more just from knowing the artist is putting in some work and not just a singer at the end of the day.
Yeah. And like you said, with attitude, like, you guys just don't give a fuck. And that's like very refreshing to see. Yeah. Like guys like Co and like Austin Mead, he comes to mind all the time. Cause like they're going to do their own damn thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about it.
None of us when we first start out are tied down by any sort of thing. And so, I mean, we just get to kind of experience the grit of going through all this shit.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Let's talk a bit about your writing for a minute though, man. Do you, I guess we'll start out with like your method of writing. Do you write with your bandmates? Is it primarily just you? How do you go about that usually?
I mean, it really just kind of depends on, I don't know, how it comes out. Every song's different, I guess. I've been doing a bunch of co-writes here recently. Okay. I've gone up to Nashville a couple times. And I've got a couple buddies around here, other musicians that been doing some co-writes with and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know. I've never really used to do that many co-writes, whatnot. But it's something that I've grown to like a lot, just because you can bounce stuff off someone and they can tell you if it's stupid right off the bat. So
it's good to have a second opinion.
Absolutely. Always. And I mean, no idea is a bad idea. So it's just good to brush it off someone else before you make a final decision. So I've been doing a lot of that recently. But I mean, sitting right here where I'm at is where I get a lot of my writing done.
Hell yeah.
Just sitting in front of my desk, coming up with bullshit.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Nashville. So you taking trips out there and writing with people out in that area. What do you think of, the music culture there? Was it like a big difference that you're used to? How would you describe it?
Man, I always
I'm not tricking you into shitting on it, I swear.
No. So before, I'd never been out there until the very end of last year.
Okay.
I'd never been to Nashville, and I mean, you just hear about that shit from the Texas scene, just about Nashville guys or whatnot. So I kind of had my assumptions, I guess, going into it. And we went down there and played a show. I met some great guys. And I don't know, I thought it was the best damn place on earth.
That's good.
I loved it. No, I loved every second of it. It was so much fun. But no, we got to go out and bar hop and whatnot. And I thought it was awesome. Just the amount of music that people come to watch. I mean, it's just all day, every day, nonstop from breakfast to blackout.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's funny. Like, whenever I ask guys that, it's like, I swear I'm not tricking you into shitting on Nashville.
Like,
some of them take it that direction. It's like, oh, slow down. They're the ones the reason I'm doing this for people in Nashville, so I don't want to make it sound like we hate Nashville on this program.
No, if you asked me 6 months ago what my opinion was, it probably would have been a lot different, but I've been two or three times now, and every single time I've loved it. So,
hell yeah, man.
I mean, I think it's great. I definitely think it's awesome just to see the amount of musicians that just go out there to chase a dream. And
yeah,
I mean, it's no different than what we're doing over here. Methods might be different or whatnot, but at the end of the day, we're all doing the same shit.
Right on. Yeah, man. Awesome. I wanted to point out one of your songs that I love is X's and O's. And the instrumental is brilliant, vocal work brilliant. It's hard to really put a pin on, like, it's hard to compare it to, like, other, you know, when you hear a song for the first time, you want to compare it to another artist or song. And yours was hard. The best I could do, I don't know, it was like a very modern, heavy version of Tesla or some shit. It was hard.
All right. Fuck yeah. I love Tesla.
All right, cool, good.
I'll take that, dude.
I'm glad you know who Tesla is.
That was the Tesla's greatest hit CD. Grew up listening to that in my dad's pickup. I mean,
yeah,
time. I love Tesla.
they're funny, man, because it's like, they're like, they're lumped into like the 80s, like glam metal bands, but it's like, I don't know. They sound like they got some blue collar grit to them. Like,
oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, he's from Texarkana, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But and the breakdown at the end of it, I wanted to point out that that was caught me by surprise. That was right at the end of your song there. That yeah. last bit. That was really good.
Yeah.
So, is there a background at all? Like, what the song's about? You want to tell or?
I mean, it was kind of going through a breakup at the time. Mm-hmm. And people always ask me, is it like about an ex? I guess, I mean, technically yes, but the point of it's supposed to be X's and O's, like you can't have one without the other, I guess, you know what?
Right.
So I don't know. It kind of came from that. But honestly, I'm normally a pretty damn slow songwriter.
Okay.
I'll sit on a damn song for months trying to polish it or whatever, but that was kind of a song that I wrote in about 30 minutes. And I mean, I feel like a lot of my favorite songs are songs that I write like that, and I feel like a lot of people say the same thing, just because it's something that just flows, comes straight from the heart, I guess. And
yeah,
it's just something that works out. Your brain's just feeling it at the time, so
yeah,
I don't know. But it was definitely That's definitely probably my favorite song that we released at the time. Oh shit, I got my power going out.
It was killer. I froze here for a second, I think. I'm going to keep going. I think we're good. As a songwriter, singer-songwriter, or just artist in general, do you put more thought into the instrumental aspect of a song or the lyrics of a song, just being a rock and roll guy? Like, I know, like, a lot of, like, country guys or folk singers put a lot more thought into the lyrics. But as a rock musician, do you put more of it into the, like, the instrumental side, or?
Yeah, I feel you. I don't know. Here recently, it's, I feel like it's definitely been a little more on the musical side. Just because, I don't know, I'm trying to make different shit. Whatnot, but a lot of that comes out in the studio, not really just when you're writing a song. But the studio is my favorite place to be, just because you're able to be as creative as you want. You can try anything. But I mean, like X's, I wrote pretty much all the guitar parts on that for a lot of the stuff, except for like the solo and whatnot. It just kind of came with the song. And I just kind of felt a heavy breakdown and whatnot, and it's just kind of influenced off shit I'm listening to, and just finding something cool to do for instrumental stuff, because I definitely do care a lot about that and trying to make it not sound like anybody else. I mean, make it my own thing. I know I'm not the best guitar player out there, but I ain't really got to have all the guitar playing abilities to come up with a cool rhythm or to find your own notes. I mean, it's just trial and error at the end of the day. So I've been having a lot of fun experimenting with stuff like that, messing around on piano and shit, and coming up with what, I mean, I don't play piano whatsoever, but I'll fiddle with it and come up with something that I like. And I think that's just a lot of the fun about coming up with songs, is just finding stupid parts that your musician figured out.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I love that. Like, when just me being a simple-minded non-artist, I always gravitate towards the instrumental side. So it's really cool to hear that more, like, emphasized. And you could kind of tell as a fan when you listen. Like, you could, like, I feel like they hit on more of that element than, you know.
I mean,
Songwriting's bad. I'm not saying that.
No. I definitely feel like a lot of the emotion of a song comes from the music of it. Especially in kind of the rock scene.
Yeah.
I mean, people are definitely listening to what you're saying, but a lot of writing is rhythmic writing, finding a cool rhythm and finding words to match up with that rhythm that fits with your music. So if your music isn't cool, probably ain't gonna find the coolest way to write the song around that. And
right.
So I definitely do try to focus on a lot of the music, but a lot of it does get changed after the song's written anyway. So,
sure.
mean, just every song's different. It's hard to display what every one is going to be at the time.
Right. And another thing is the production is very, very good. And do you you record with Kimball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how's it like working with him? He's kind of one of those essential guys out there in Texas.
Absolutely. And yeah. I mean, he's anybody that's been somebody's probably been with Taylor at some point. He's just absolutely incredible. Just his mind, the way he thinks, and the way he'll take your song from what you came in with to what you walk out of the studio with. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, we've always walked out of there with a smile on our face, knowing that we were just thrilled to the roof with what came out. But he just got himself a new studio out in a tiny-ass town, Talco, Texas. So we got to go check that out. It was brand new. And, I mean, that place was absolutely incredible. The old bank they turned into a recording studio. Oh.
Damn. So it's like... Yeah. It's like not just like a, I don't know what a studio was. It wasn't like just some like basement studio. Like what are we working with here?
The studio that he had, I mean, it's definitely a smaller place. It was a great place, but mainly just a drum room. And then you had a kind of a mixing room and whatnot.
Yeah.
And everybody just sit in the mixing room, and you had kind of a drum room, and you could go lay your guitars and vocals in that room or whatnot. But it wasn't much other than that. And I mean, his new place is got two studios in it itself and all sorts of ISO booths and whatnot. Yeah. So we had a ball playing out there.
That's awesome. Do you have any hand in the producing aspect of it, or you kind of just let them cook?
I mean, we're always going back and forth on we like. I mean, at the end of the day, I have the final say, but I'm 99 times out of 100, I'm going to trust with what he likes, just because he knows he's been around the block. He knows what people like. He understands that he understands the business. And so, yeah. I mean, I've always got questions for him anytime we go in, just of random stuff, just because I know he's done it a million times. But I trust his input pretty much more than anybody else into what we're putting out.
So let's talk about some new music, man, or anything you got coming down the pipe you want to talk about.
Yeah, dude, I mean, we got 5 songs cut at the moment, working on getting 8 done, do a full album. Went out, I guess, it's last month still, went out in April and cut 5. I'm super excited about those. We've got a feature with Treaty Oak's featuring on the song with us.
That's exciting. So I'm
super excited for people to get to hear that one. But we've got some other stuff that I'm really excited about. There's definitely some wacky stuff, I guess I could say.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if it's, we'll see how people perceive it, I guess. But I mean, I feel like that's how I always come out of the gate after the studio. I'm just like, we'll see. Who knows? I mean, it ended up to me at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's the exciting part, though. Like, you don't know what to expect. That's what keeps you going, right? To like create more and go different directions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got some stuff that everyone I've showed at the moment loves, but who knows when the time comes? You know, it's just I don't know. It's always a fun game to play.
Yeah, man, for sure. Well, Cole, thanks for hopping on, man. Sorry about the difficulties here, but we made it through.
Absolutely, my man. No problem. That was my fault.
You're good, dude. It happens a lot. Trust me. But I had to do this like literally during a tornado once, and it was.
Tornado watch.
Damn. Well,
you're waiting on it.
I was like sitting here, like looking out this window during the interview the whole time. Like, should I like take shelter? Holy fuck! But yeah, man. So like I said, thanks for hopping on. I appreciate it. It's good to finally talk to you. And
everyone
follow. If you have any plugs you want to put out, socials, any like a website or anything.
Pretty much everything's Cole Barnhill_, I believe. ColeBarnhillMusic.com. Find our shows, merch, and all that good stuff there. Great to finally talk with you, Sam.
Yeah, you too, man. And everyone also check out Rage Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. We're on all the socials and everything. So thanks for listening. Thank you, Cole, again. And we'll see you guys next time.
Awesome. Thanks, bro.
My boots would look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. You've been turning me on all night, so why don't you and I run and tell your friends who's gonna take you home tonight? Try to make a mess of this simple